More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease. That's according to the Alzheimer's Association's annual report. As we near the end of Alzheimer and Brain Awareness Month, we have the personal story from one teenager. Ethan Maggio's grandfather has lived with the disease for 6 years. When Ethan's 10th grade teacher assigned him a poem to write, he knew right away that he'd write about his poppy and how helping take care of him has changed Ethan's understanding of memory.
My grandpa, Hugo Palavecino, immigrated to the U.S. from Chile in the 1970s. He arrived with $10 in his pocket, a small carry-on bag, and the determination to build a new life. As I was growing up, Poppy was always by my side. We built cities out of my Lightning McQueen car characters and played superhero games together. I was always the Marvel hero, and he always played the villain. I was 9 when he was diagnosed with dementia, and only a little older when it became clear that he actually had Alzheimer's. Eventually, my grandmother couldn't care for him on her own anymore, and my grandparents moved in with my family. Now, I help my grandpa shower, get dressed, brush his teeth, and trim his beard. I help him take his medicine and try to calm him down when he gets confused or frustrated. Every day, I see the devastating impact of memory loss. There are moments when he's lucid, when Poppy, the real Poppy, comes flooding back. But in an instant, he's slowly fading away from me again. When my 10th grade humanities teacher asked us to write a poem, I knew I wanted to focus on Poppy and my experience as his grandson during this time. The experience has made me think a lot about the notion of memory. I wonder, does his essence as a person stem from my memories, or are his memories ultimately what define him? My own childhood memories are full of love and affection, and that's what I try to hold on to. Because I'm choosing to believe that my grandpa is the Poppy I remember. Here's a part of my poem. Poppy. What is a memory? Is it simply what we remember? Or is it what a person means to me? Sometimes it feels like what was once clear is now burnt to embers. When Poppy looks in the mirror, does he know the man standing in front of him? Or does he simply stare until something else catches his attention? His mind is an endless blur. Some days he's gone, and some days he's there. In the echo, he resides in the grainy young memories filled with love. But the most current and clear memory of him is one of confusion. The Poppy of memory was always clear, not in the Poppy in front of me.
Sixteen-year-old Ethan Maggio and his family live in Cambridge, Massachusetts.